Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the Two Guys Talking Podcast Network. Thank you.
Welcome to the Green Gab Podcast, a place to gab with people rocking it in green. Green homes, green living, green companies. Join Marla Esser-Close, green home coach and author of Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices to a Better Home, and Tony Pratt, the director of builder relations at The Sound Room. Here are your hosts, Marla and Tony.
Well, hello, Debbie. I'm Marla with the Green Gab Podcast, and delighted to have you at the St. Louis Home Show. How is the show going for you so far?
It's going pretty good. Off to a good start today. We've had a good flow of people through and been able to set up some appointments already.
Nice. I love hearing that. I know we've met in years past, so tell me a little bit more about your company and what you guys do.
Sure. We're a family-owned and operated business. We're not a franchise, so we have trademarks to the name. Myself and my two sons, my oldest and youngest, are in it with me. What we do is we specialize in residential and commercial window covering needs. We go out to the location, we'll measure the windows, bring samples, and give them pricing, no cost or obligation for the consultation. And then we have two showrooms that they're able to come test and try out all the new products, one in Chesterfield at Long Road and 40, and the other in Kirkwood on South Kirkwood Road, right next to Spencer's Grill. We also have a full-service repair center in Chesterfield that we can repair about any type of blind, whether it's been purchased from us or not.
Nice.
People can bring it in, and we'll take care of it for them. And then we handle all warranty calls for Hunter Douglas products as well.
I gotcha. Window coverings are a big part of what we talk about in green practices for a home. And people, you know, I go green, and everybody goes, what are you going to talk about? But green, and you and I had this conversation last year, I think, too. Green really means doing things that are common sense for your home. Can you kind of explain how window coverings become part of that common sense strategy for your home?
Sure. We actually have several different products that are manufactured by Hunter Douglas that we sell. They actually help keep a home more efficient by, one, providing energy efficiency from the heat, the sun.
Mm-hmm.
They also will prevent floors from being damaged from the UV. And then they help contain costs, hopefully heating and cooling costs, by providing better insulation for windows that maybe aren't as well insulated and protected.
I love it. So window coverings can be just a great part of your home strategy on how to deal with unwanted heat and light, keeping it where you want. I love the idea of keeping your furnishings and your floor coverings and stuff lasting for a longer time by not letting them fade. So I've had that happen. I'm thrilled that y'all are here. Tell me a little bit more about why you value being at the home show and being a part of the Home Builders Association here in St. Louis.
Well, we value being at the home show because it gives us an opportunity to get our company out in front of a lot more people and help give them some education while we're here, too, about what we have to offer, and then also how some blinds can be repaired where they think that they necessarily have to get new ones, and then also help them with energy efficient needs, too, as well as we run fully automated products. And so a lot of times that helps people also with disabilities or have mobility issues and that. We can help them see that that'll help them gain independence as well. And so we let them test them out and try them out here. And then a lot of times we'll see them call us later.
Smart homes.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. We thank you for all you're contributing to the St. Louis community and to the larger community, because window coverings are part of not only making our world more beautiful, but making it work better. So I love stuff that looks good and performs well. We appreciate that. Tell us again your website, please, so if folks want to find you, they can figure it out.
Sure. It's twoblindguys.com. And then our email address is twoblindguys@gmail.com.
We appreciate your time today, Debbie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Check out the book, Living Green Effortlessly, Simple Choices for a Better Home, to make simple changes to buying habits that affect a home both inside and out. Marla Esser-Close shows consumers ways to make any home a green home. Get the book now at livinggreenbook.com. That's livinggreenbook.com.
Wouldn't it be cool if your advertising could last forever? It can with perpetual advertising. Here's how it works. Unlike TV or radio ads, where every instance the ads are broadcast, they're only played once and lost forever. Perpetual advertising can have repeat exposure and replayability weeks, months, and even years after they're inserted in a podcast. So even if a podcast is a few years old, your ads will still be impactful to repeat listeners, as well as new listeners. This gives your advertising dollar the most bang for the buck. Find out more about perpetual advertising at twoguystalking.com/sponsors.
Shield was introduced in 1965 in an edition of Strange Tales featuring Nick Fury. It was billed inside comic books as the greatest action thriller of all time. And it's safe to say that secret acronymed International Intelligence Collection endeavors would never be the same. Another, even greater episodic series is ready to take the greatest action thriller of all time mantle. And we hope you'll be listening. Don't miss the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. podcast, reviewing each and every episode of ABC's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., bullet point by bullet point. Check it all out right now at agentsofshieldpodcast.com. That's agentsofshieldpodcast.com.
Green Gab podcasting, and we are still roaming around the St. Louis Home and Garden Show. And man, I thank you for the seat. So introduce yourself, please.
Hi, I'm Keith. I'm Keith Kessler with Pella St. Louis. I'm a trade sales rep with Pella. I've been in the construction industry in St. Louis, building, remodeling for 25 years.
I was going to say, you didn't have to fess up.
Yeah.
You started when you were very young.
I'm 28 now.
There you go. I love it.
And good looking.
I love it. I am sitting in your display, surrounded by beautiful windows and a few doors, some sliding quasi-window doors. Mm-hmm. I know Pella from years of being in the home building industry and being at builder shows and home shows. And I know y'all are made here in the USA, if I remember correctly.
We're made just a couple hours away in Pella, Iowa. I want to say it's a 2.5-hour drive. Depends on how fast you drive.
Close.
Right.
To St. Louis.
Yeah.
Well, for our listeners on the West or the East Coast, it may be a little further.
Well... But all the wood windows are made there in Pella.
Okay.
We make some of the non-wood materials are made down in Tennessee, but most of the wood products are made right there in Pella.
So there's quite a few window manufacturers around. What makes you guys different?
Well, Pella's known as a premier window line. We do have products at all price points, which most people don't realize because they think Pella means $750,000 plus.
Okay.
But actually, I can do a $150,000 house as easy as I can do a $7.5 million house.
So what's the trade-off somebody's going to get with a less expensive window?
Quality is going to be substantial at any price point, but you get a lot more solid window for a little bit more
bells
money.
And whistles.
There's some designer touches. Luxury and being able to think in luxury is something that's hard for all us mortal people to do.
That's so true.
But when you really get up in that $5, $10 million home price point, money really isn't an issue. It's about having the best. And beyond that, it's about making sure everybody else knows you have it the best, too. It's hard to wrap your head around. Like I say, it's hard for mortal money people to understand that people have that kind of money.
I love it. So windows are kind of an oxymoron in some respects because we punch holes in our well-insulated walls to put in windows so that we can have the light and the psychological benefits of being able to see outside. They bring the outside in. How do you work with that when you're talking to people about windows?
You have to realize that most every decision on a home is an emotional decision. It's not an intellectual decision.
Absolutely.
If it was an intellectual decision, it'd be made out of cinder blocks and I'd have one steel door. Right?
I mean, you nailed it.
that's the truth.
So true.
So everything beyond that is an emotional want and not an intellectual need. For most of the time, then you have to line up that intellectual need, that emotional want, and that financial wallet and help people create their vision of their dream. Because ultimately, the American home is still the great American dream.
Oh, isn't that the truth?
It is. It is.
You're the first person here that said that. We've talked dream a lot. Dream has come up in I don't know how many of the conversations we've been having. So there's just this real recognition, and I think this is part of the reason we've had so much fun, is this real recognition that homes are an emotional thing. It's where the heart is. And I know as cliche as that sounds, home is where the heart is. It's true.
It is. It's very true. And when you start applying intellect to a home purchase,
get in trouble.
It is a losing battle in a big hurry. It is a
it
doesn't make any sense to ever buy, rent, be done with it, move wherever you want. Then you're not chained down. You don't have a mortgage, and when the tide blows, you can go to Denver. You can go wherever
you
want. You
get what you get.
Right?
Yep.
But instead, we get in these 30-year-long, because we're going to be here forever, and it is what it is. But
lots of ways to do it.
It is what it is, and I love, you know, I love it. I love architectural design. My heart is in the design and the artistic side of it. Windows are a big part of a home, which people don't realize until they're done wrong, and then it's such a glaring problem. So
yep.
Doing it right is such an important thing, whether it's remodeling, which is a really rewarding thing. When you're remodeling homes, you get to be there and put the house back the way the architect originally drew it. Most homes aren't built the way the architect drew them. The architect draws them, and architects have no financial conscience at all. Okay, and to their credit, you don't want them to. You want them to dream in Technicolor.
Yeah.
So they draw beautiful homes just the way it should be if money wasn't an object, but money's always an object. So then by time the builder marries the wants and the market, you end up with a stripped-down home that is generally quantity over quality.
It's a compromise.
So when you get to go back in and redo it, then you get to take it back to what it should have been in the beginning. So that's nice.
So what's your number one tip for homeowners and residents that are looking to do something with the windows in an existing home, or they're planning to build a new home with windows, obviously?
Well,
but what's your number one tip for them?
You know, I always like people to spend a little bit more in quality and get a little bit less in quantity. And windows are really a real easy thing, because perhaps when you build a home, if you spend an extra, let's say, $3,000 or $4,000 to get the right window, it could save you $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, not but 15 years down the road.
Over the lifetime.
Once again, that's simple math.
Yep,
right?
It is.
But people typically want that extra 300 or 400 square feet instead of doing good appliances, doing good windows, doing a good roof. You know, the AIA, who's right across the street, the American Institute of Architecture, tells us that the primary parts of a home should last at least as long as the principal mortgage. That's 30 years.
Well, and if you're building a green certified home,
it's
50 years.
It should.
50
but
years.
The sad truth is, most products, most of your main parts of a home in the under $300,000 market are 15-year parts.
Yep. Kind of can.
We call them all starter homes, not because it's your first home, because it's a start on a home.
I've never heard that. Okay, that's going in the podcast notes for sure. Thank you for
Sadly, it's sad but true. Yeah. It's a start on a home because you're going to have to redo it. Everything in there, the flooring, the paint, everything. It's just sadly.
Yeah, mentality is changing on homes. It definitely is.
There's good builders out there, but there's always builders that are going to put the consumer's uneducated wants in front of doing it right. And one of the biggest builders in St. Louis builds the cheapest home in St. Louis. And he sells a lot of homes, but he sells a lot of square footage, not a lot of quality.
Yep.
And there's a lot of guys that'll build that same square footage for 30% more, and you'll have something that'll
last. Yeah.
And be done right, and use good materials, and be aware. Like I say, everything can't be made out of bamboo and be 100% beautiful as far as environmentally. But if it's a product that's going to last, it's a good investment environmentally.
Absolutely. Durability,
it's
less
everything.
Maintenance, that all matters. It's
it
all
does.
A big part. And
there's a lot of things you can waste. Energy's one of them. Money's one of them. You
time.
Know. Time. There's a lot of things you can waste. And it's real easy just to focus on, you know, that's not a green material or whatever. And that's not what it's about, obviously. It's about doing it right so it can be reused and be maintained and be kept.
Well, there you go.
That's my opinion.
You got a lot to say, sir.
Yeah, I've done this. I think I've done it long enough to have an opinion.
Hey, we appreciate it. Hey, tell our listeners how to find you if they're in St. Louis, and how to find Pella if they're somewhere else in the country.
Well, of course, you can always go to Pella.com nationally. In St. Louis, go to Pella STL. Look me up. I'm Keith Kessler. It's kkessler@PellaSTL.com. 314-714-0100 is the number of the front desk. Whether you're a trade contractor, a remodeling contractor, a homeowner that's looking to upgrade, looking for ways how you can make your home more usable, which on the remodeling side is a big deal. A whole bunch of people have homes that I would say the reason they fell in love with them to buy them is the reason they cuss them once they move in, because there's so many things that look good that don't function well.
That's my favorite saying, looks good and performs well.
You know, all these beautiful atrium homes. Right.
Oh,
I love all those windows. Yeah. Well, you haven't stood out there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun's killing you.
Yeah.
And so that the biggest feature on the helm is unusable because it's junk glass.
Hey, I wrote a book that tells people how to deal with that.
Did you?
Yes, sir.
That's
and a lot
good
of
book.
Other things. Yeah. A lot of things. So
there's a lot of good things, and then there's a lot of bad fixes as well. There's a lot of people that'll sell you something which will make the problem worse instead of better.
Well, Keith, you are so full of knowledge, and
give me a
we
call.
Really appreciate
I'll help
you taking a few minutes. We appreciate you taking some time to be on the Green Gap podcast. So, wrapping it up, and have a great day.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Green Gap podcast, and for joining us on our own personal green odyssey as we change the world one Green Gap podcast at a time. What did you learn about during this episode? Tell us now by visiting our website at greengabpodcast.com. And remember to connect with us via iTunes, Facebook, and Twitter. Links to do all of this are at our website, greengabpodcast.com. Thanks for listening, but more importantly, thanks for rocking it in green.